Blog Talk Radio.
Every praise, 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 every Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. And Happy New Year to everyone that will listen to this broadcast today. I thank and praise God for one more year, one more day in 2015 to start the new year off right. We have an exciting topic today, what we're going to talk about. But before we start, let's pray. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for this brand new day, this brand new year, this first Wednesday of the new year for Joy and Peace Outreach. CDC, dear Heavenly Father, we give you praise, we give you honor, dear Heavenly Father, because it's all about you, dear Heavenly Father. As I go behind the cross, dear Heavenly Father, I ask you to speak the words for me as I open my mouth. Let it not be of me, dear Heavenly Father. Let it be of the Holy Spirit. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. Well, today our topic is true success is found in glorifying God. You know, true success follow people who are faithful. And it is a means of showing the world that our God still take care of us despite the pitfalls we might encounter. You know, we must realize that the price for sharing the good news of Jesus is still worth it. Even in the end, we are assured by our Lord that in his eyes, we will be overcomers. You know, we're going to talk a little bit today about Joseph. You know, Joseph had been brought from prison and to the palace to interpret Pharaoh's dream. And Joseph informed the king that his dream meant there would be 7 years of great agricultural success in the country. And when you think about that, do you ever wonder why things turn out the way they do? Especially when bad circumstances ultimately have good results. You know, obviously the hand of God is at work in these things. We call this provision and providing. You know, although less than desirable circumstances may not be welcome as readily, they are also part of God's providential plan. You know, you think about the life of Joseph is one of the best examples of God providing and provision in the Bible. And you know, and as we know, not everything went well for Joseph, just like everything have went well for you. But God was actively involved in these events, just like he's involved in our everyday events that we have. You know, when you think about the scripture witness to the universal range of God's provision, God acts in all things. And as I was reading that story on Pharaoh, you know, things had changed between Joseph and Pharaoh. Things had changed from Joseph living in the palace to Joseph not living in the prison, which was called the dungeon. He is in the prison with the rest of the criminals. He noticed two prisoners who had angered Pharaoh. They are the butler and the baker of Pharaoh's court. You know, they was in charge of Pharaoh's drinks and food. You know, perhaps Pharaoh were in prison, perhaps both were in prison because someone had tried to poison Pharaoh, or so it seemed. And Pharaoh could not determine immediately which of the two men were responsible. You know, the chief jailer was in charge of the prison under Potiphar's authority. Therefore, Joseph was put in charge of caring for their needs by the captain of the guard. I know if you read this story, but just enlighten it a little bit today. You know, Joseph still had a servant's heart. How many of you all have servant heart out there today? You know, the greatest among you shall be your servant. Joseph became stronger through serving and observing those in need. He learned to care and to be kind. There was a need that arose where the butler and the baker both had dreams. That's one of my tag words today. Dream, success, authority, bless. You know, when you think about it, he interpreted the butler's dream. He said that there would be restoration for him in 3 days. The butler was the cupbearer who supplied the wine after toasting it for Pharaoh. You know, Joseph asked the butler to remember him, show kindness to him, and make mention of him to Pharaoh that he would bring him out of the prison. How many of you all have done something for someone, or someone said they was going to remember you? And soon as they got out of the dilemma they were in, or you were helping them, they forgot all about you. You know, now, as far as the baker's dream, the interpretation was not good. The baker would be hung on a tree, and birds would eat his flesh in 3 days. And it came to pass, the third day, which Pharaoh's birthday, that he made a feast unto all his servants, and that all of the interpretation came to pass just as God had given them to Joseph to interpret it. It ended with the butler forgetting all about Joseph in prison. You know, Joseph spent about 2 years in Potiphar's house. He, on guard, Joseph was tested by forgotten promise. How many of you all know it's people that have forgotten you, reneged on the promises that they said that they would do, but God never reneged. But people will. You know, at the end of 2 years in prison, Pharaoh was disturbed with a dream by God. He slept and dreamed the second time. His spirit was troubled, and he sent forth to his magician and wise men to interpret the dream. Remember now, however, when he told it, they could not interpret the dream. God has power to strengthen and trouble men, and he had power to make men ineffective. I think I better say that one again. God has power to strengthen and trouble men, and he has power to make men ineffective. You know, the butler now remembered when he was in prison and dreamed the dream in which a young Hebrew interpreted his dream, which restored him to his office with Pharaoh. How many of you all, God, have given a word, a message, or a dream for someone, and that you delivered it just like God told you, and the blessing flowed from what God had revealed to you to that person? You know, Pharaoh sinned for him and prepared him to come before royalty by shaving and changing his raiment. Here he cleaned him up and put him before royalty. You know, God has power to make men remember, and he has power to deliver his servant Joseph. Just think about it. He'll deliver you. If somebody, the angels is whispering in somebody's ear right now on your behalf, true success is found in glorifying God. You know, Joseph, still being a servant, was needed to help others. You know, Joseph let Pharaoh know from the start that it is not himself that would do it, but God. And that's what we have to do. We have to let people know, it's not me, I'm not trying to boast, but it's all about God. I can only do this here with God's help. I could do nothing of myself. And you know, but God would give an answer of peace. How many of you all have peace today? He tell Pharaoh that God has shown Pharaoh the future. There will be plenty and there will be famine. You know, the basic truth is a warning. How many of you all been getting warnings, but you've been ignoring them? God gave Pharaoh two dreams because God had determined it, and God will bring it to pass. You know, Joseph tell Pharaoh to look out and find a discreet and wise man to place over the land of Egypt. You know, he was to save and store up, like we are to do today. Centralize an authority, store food in major cities, keep food in reserve against the bad years that were coming. How many of you all are preparing for the bad years that's coming? The things that will hit this world, this United States. Are we prepared as people of God, as a nation? No, we're unprepared. God has power to give counsel and wisdom and to speak through his servant Joseph, showing how the need could be met. My. Today we're talking about true success is found in glorifying God. And I'm using Joseph today as an example from the Bible, because you can put yourself in Joseph's place in certain instant on glorifying God, true success. You know, God inspired Joseph to give was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and the eyes of all his servants. You know, the dream and the interpretation made sense. In fact, even if the famine never came, the government couldn't lose. They would own all the gain and storage, and they could expect it to offer other nations. You know, all of these thoughts was running through the mind of Pharaoh and his officials, and they recognized it as sound, wise advice. You know, God give us true success, the kind that would last for eternity, when we find his will for our lives. You know, the success we experience in this life, no matter how well deserved, a difficult to achieve, or still just that, a part of this life. You know, temporal and prone to disappear at a moment's notice. But true success, success that will last throughout eternity, is based on fulfilling God's will for our lives and living in obedience to him. You know, the things we do for the Lord would last for eternity, while the things we do for ourselves to promote ourselves and to gain the world's success here and now will eventually fade and wither like the grass. You know, living life God's way is so much more gratifying. Let's face it, when we live this way, we will be living much more safely. All four parts securely grounded in the Lord. When we are doing the thing God's way, we can have true success, which is found in glorifying God. And as I go on today, when you think about it, true success is found in glorifying God. You know, true success follow people who are faithful. We have to be faithful. Thank you, caller, that just came on the air. So glad to see you today. Happy New Year again. You know, Pharaoh said unto Joseph, "For as much as God has shown thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art." You know, Pharaoh told Joseph just what he thought of him. There is no one as discerning and wise as Joseph. But note why? Because God was with him. God had revealed all this to Joseph. You know, by accepting Joseph's interpretation of his dream, Pharaoh chose to place himself under Joseph, God for now. Joseph was exalted over all the people of Egypt. He was put in charge of the entire palace wherewith except the throne of Pharaoh himself. You know, Joseph was second in command, like the Secretary of State that we have. God rewarded his humility by preserving the land of Egypt in the coming famine. Just think about that. What will happen when the famine hit? Are we as Americans prepared? You know, Pharaoh had declared unto Joseph his position and authority. Here he had power and could not be denied. Pharaoh has spoken. You know, now he makes it official by taking off his hand, his own royal signature ring, and placing Joseph, dressing him in beautiful clothing of fine linen, and placing his royal gold chain around his neck. All of these were symbols of full authority. Today, we're talking about true success is found in glorifying God. You know, God used both our success and our failure to keep us on the path he has planned for our lives. Have you ever considered God for what he has? You know, we all have a blueprint for our life. We, you heard me say right, we. But have you consulted with God to see what is the blueprint he has for your life? You know, we go around and listen to everybody say, this is what you should be doing. This ain't what you should be doing. But God comes to you, manifestation, with power, authority, dominion. He tells you, point blank, blah, 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 blah. This is what I want you to do. But you're going to go and ask 10 people if was that God telling you. They wasn't there when the Lord was talking to you. You need to find God. Do what God have called for you to do. You know, Joseph had to be public and accepted by the people. Therefore, he was displayed before the people in the second chariot. That was the one that was behind Pharaoh as they went out to battle. And the people cried before him, commanding all to bow their knees in honor of Joseph. You know, this was a great introduction to the people, and to let them know that he was second in command. My. You know, what authority that Joseph had. What authority do you have today? And what God have given you? Have you took authority, the dominion and the power of what God have given you? Or have you just give it away or just left it laying dormant? You know, God has the power to use his servant as he will. You know, in Joseph's case, it was to serve God and men by saving Egypt and Israel from ultimate devastation. You know, in our case, it may be simply help a person who's here and there as we minister to them. But no matter our call in life, we are to allow God to use us, not we ourselves. What if Joseph had not followed God? What if he had not allowed God to use him? What if he had turned from God during the terrible trials he had to suffer? Thank God for those that hear, believe, and follow. And that's the three things I want to put upon your mind today on true success is found in glorifying God. Listen, hear what God is saying to you. Believe what God have told you to do. And the third one, follow his instruction. Excuse me, to a T. Because when we follow God's instruction, we won't go wrong. But we have to consider his success to be worth it. In a positive way, we all want success, but we cannot have success unless we are found glorifying God. You may think you on top of the world today and come tonight, you fail, but true success is found in glorifying God. So whatever God have put you to do, God have told you to do, remember success. Remember the dreams that he give you. He give you those dreams for a reason. He give you interpretation of the dreams for a reason. He gave you authority over your life in the season that he have put you in. He have blessed you to be found in glorifying God. I thank God today for me selecting this lesson today, the topic I wanted to talk about, true success, because I found out a living witness, true success is found in glorifying God. This is a brand new year, 2015 of January. We should be found glorifying that we do to the glory of God, not to ourselves, but to God. We are to show that we are his workmen. We want to do what he say do. And you know, after I give the little synopsis of what all I've said today, after interpreting Pharaoh's dreams, doors begin to open for Joseph. Just think about when the prophet, the prophetess, and the evangelist have given you a word from the Lord, doors begin to open for you. Here the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord, like the rivers of water. He turns it wherever he wishes. God moved Pharaoh to choose to hear and accept Joseph's interpretation of his dream. After interpreting Pharaoh's dream, Pharaoh put him in charge of his whole kingdom, gave him all power and authority. My, all power and authority. Oh, glory, glory. He was second in command. You know what it's like giving the company car, spending it, money, keeping it to the building, and keys to the building can hire and fire abundantly. I'm talking about examples that you can use today in life when God, when you are found glorifying God, how God will open doors for you. Or even on your job, you find that one day you go in that you got keys to a company car to take care of the company business. Then they give you keys to the building where you work at. You know, you being put in a position where you can hire and fire. That means God have opened them doors for you. You're getting extra pay raises. You know, God is opening up doors for you. What more can you ask for? You know, Joseph was living the favorite life and giving everything he desired, more than that he could even think of. But he was still God's servant. Today, as I close, how many of you all are God's servant today? You are hearing, you are believing, and you following the commands of God, where the doors will begin to open for you. Not just for Joseph in the Word of God, but for each one of us. I want to thank you so much for coming in today, listening to this broadcast. True success is found in glorifying God. Please stay tuned next week for another exciting topic that we will bring before you. So please do come back to Joy and Peace. CDC 2015 on next week. We will have another exciting word from the Lord. Don't forget today, true success is found in glorifying God. True success follow people who are faithful. And it is a mean of showing the world that our God still take charge of us despite the pitfalls we might encounter. God is still in charge. So I want you all to have a wonderful and a blessed day today in the Lord. And until next week, be blessed. Bye-bye.